One of you got something funny?
Mary
no.
does.
Mary's shaking her head. No.
I'm serious.
Come on, Mary.
It is because I just wanted to go over like all the documentaries for 9/11 because, you know, I do watch a lot of TV. And I was looking for one, and that one that seems interesting. Did you guys hear about this musical, this Come From Away? We're kind of advertising it.
Oh, it's a great show.
Really? I've never seen this, but this seems really cool. It's, you know, the people from Gander, Newfoundland provided the sanctuary to the stranded passengers.
Yeah.
And I had never heard of this. I don't know. And all of a sudden, it's all over the place.
Because, you know, it's based on a true story.
Right.
Because the planes had to set down. That was another thing that morning. I would get information and relay it to Peterson, and he'd put it on the air. And one of them was the FAA just ordered every plane to land.
We didn't know where.
They had to land at the closest airport. So a lot of them that were coming in from Europe or overseas, they landed in Newfoundland. And the people there who were overwhelmed with passengers took care of them, and that's what the show is about. It's a great show.
There's like, 6,000 or something?
I don't remember the specifics, yeah.
But, yeah, that's just one show, and then they have this generation 9/11, the one that follows the seven young adults.
Oh, yeah.
That, you know, and that's a PBS show. That's supposed to be a good one. There's Children of 9/11 on Apple, Road to 9/11, 9/11 Minute by Minute, as HBO Max, as documentaries as well, What Happened on September 11th. So there's a lot out there, and I did not realize there were this many. I mean, you can get inundated if you really want to. So I think I'm going to choose one. And
That's what I thought tonight, too. I saw that list, and there are dozens, and I thought that would be, you know, first of all, I want to do something of service to someone or some organization today, but I also thought that would be a good way to spend the night because you don't want to get away from remembering what we all experienced that day, you know?
Yeah.
Yesterday was such a news-heavy day and so much going on, but we ended up started that Katrina documentary you were talking about.
Oh, my gosh.
Bridget's been meaning to watch it, and I'm like, do we want to watch something like that
today? I started. I couldn't finish.
Well, it's three episodes, right, Lisa?
Yeah.
We watched the first two, and it's very good.
I don't know who you people are. I'm going home and listening to Landecker and watching the Packers.
Yeah, me too.
I've had enough.
Oh, yeah, and Kevin, the oldest NFL team playing the youngest NFL team tonight?
Yeah, well, is that what it is?
I saw that headline, and I thought, are they talking about – is Green Bay the oldest team? I don't know.
I think Green Bay would be one of the youngest.
Okay, maybe vice versa.
No,
then.
Green Bay's one of the oldest. They started with Staley at the Bears.
Right, 100 years old.
I thought they were talking about the age of the players or
they
something.
Are.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
Steve. Oh, I thought you were joking around.
No, I was not. No.
I'll have specific details in the 5 o'clock.
AI says the Arizona Cardinals are the oldest team.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that after 5:30.
I hope you guys didn't do this yesterday. It was in at Hallis Hall. But do you guys like the Van Leeuwen ice cream brand? Have you guys tried that?
I don't know it, and I didn't try it. I know it's all the rage right now.
Yeah, it's very popular. Started in New York. It's been around for a while, but they do unique flavors. I've only had the pistachio, which is very good, but they're opening a location here in Chicago in Wicker Park on Friday. It's they're actually opening a store, the Van Leeuwen store, and one of the flavors is a Malort flavored ice cream.
I'm going to try it.
Yeah, let us know what you think, Andrew. I saw some footage. They had some people testing it out, and of course they made the face you make when you try Malort. But among the, I think it's 32 total flavors, one of them being Malort flavored ice cream.
Well, maybe that's tomorrow, so maybe I can get some and bring it in.
And you know my mother's maiden name is Van Leeuwen.
Oh, that's probably how you say it.
That's better than Malort.
No, it's got a W in it, doesn't it?
Yeah, but that could be pronounced.
Yeah. Ellis Island, they changed all the names, didn't get anything right.
That's true.
What's
your story?
Of the four of us, which, you know, flash mobs, right?
Yeah.
Everyone dances in unison and spins around and acts happy.
Mm-hmm. Lisa.
Mary.
I think Kevin.
No.
The four of us, who's most likely to be in a flash mob?
Mary.
What?
Mary loves to dance.
Doing what? Dancing, singing? What do you?
I could see Kevin doing like a little pirouette on the street.
I do.
Standing on a car.
I take you to Paris, where these people were.
I saw this. It's so good.
Oh man,
hit it.
Hit it.
Yeah.
All right.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
So you've seen the video. I've just heard the audio, but
so cool.
It was in a square in Paris, and these people pop open their windows and they start singing the Bohemian Rhapsody. And then people all around the square start singing. There's a piano player in the middle of the square, Julian Cohen. Yeah. And it's got 2 million views in 2 days.
Oh, and then there's the kid playing a guitar.
11-year-old,
the
yeah.
little
oh,
kid.
He's
yeah.
awesome.
And then the guy that comes in on a carriage.
Mickey Castillo, he's the singer, arrives on a carriage.
So good.
The whole thing is so brilliantly filmed. Of course, they were ready. They edited it. But it is one of those things that will bring you pure joy if you watch it.
Yeah, I started watching.
And
no,
the song, you know.
Yeah, so I guess I have to look for it on YouTube. It's on Julian Cohen's page, so but I would imagine it wouldn't be very hard to find.
Started watching it at work. I almost missed a traffic report.
Or I might go home and watch a documentary about an American disaster.
Just watch football tonight.
Yeah.
Okay, I encourage everybody to watch that. In fact, we'll try and work really hard right now to see if we can get it posted on the Lisa Dent page, because that is pretty fantastic, and it brings a smile to your face. All right, Steve's news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.